The University of Alaska Anchorage joined the other campuses of the UA system last month in launching its Stay on Track initiative. The program calls for students to plan their classes and majors to be able to finish their undergraduate degrees in 4 years. APRN's Eric Judson has the story.
Amid the stressful atmosphere of midterm season at UAA, another type of deadline was coming into play. At a campus where less than 9% of students finish their degree in 4 years, staff and faculty statewide saw a need for change. The Stay on Track initiative was born. Kicked off on October 31st, the initiative hopes to bring this graduation rate up. UAA new student orientation director Teresa Lyons was part of the committee tasked with creating the initiative.
We're interested in encouraging our students to enroll and graduate in 4 years. And they can do that by taking a minimum of 30 credits per year, either 15 credits each semester fall and spring, or 12 credits fall and spring, and then maybe 6 credits in the summer.
Students are directed to the Stay on Track website, which provides them with testimonials from other students, tips for determining a major, and a link to take part in the Finish in 4 Promise, which enters them in a drawing to win prizes if they complete 15 credits this fall semester. Freshman Justice King signed up for the program after he learned about it on UAA's homepage. As a student employee working for the Office of Financial Aid, King says he knows how challenging it is to determine his aspirations.
It's taken years. I'm 24 years old currently, and I went to a vocational school when I was 18 right out of school that did not work out at all. Took years off, went in construction, now came back, decided psychology was more towards what I wanted to go for. Counseling, that kind of thing.
Even choosing a major early in their college career, some students may change majors or decide to continue working on other degree programs. John Budnick is finishing his philosophy degree and has just started another in journalism and public communications.
I didn't know that I wanted to major in philosophy until 2 years into college. I didn't know I wanted to continue on with college until I was coming up on my graduation with philosophy. So, college is a resource, you know, it's not a stepping stone. That's how I look at it. It's more of a resource of getting those skill sets that you need to be successful and pursue your career or pursue the person you want to be.
UAA Advising and Testing Center Director Linda Morgan says she understands the Stay on Track program isn't for everyone.
We know that there's a lot of challenges with that because people are not all financially independent. Everybody doesn't have parents that pay for your education, so students have to work. So you have to walk this fine line between not encouraging students to overburden themselves with, say, 15 credits and working 30 hours a week. That won't get it. But on the other hand, we recognize that if students don't make a commitment to their education and get some momentum going, they're going to get discouraged because the goal will feel too far off.
In fact, new student orientation director Lyons says the program takes this into account.
We do know that this is not possible for every student at UAA, but we do believe that there are some students that are staying here a little longer than they need to, and they could actually save $10,000 if they were to graduate in 4 years instead of completing it in 5.
Budnick, meanwhile, will continue going to school to get the degree he wants. He says he doesn't understand the stigma of finishing a degree in 4 years.
I know a lot of people go to school for 7 years and they're called doctors, but, you know, it's okay, too, if you're not going to become a doctor and go to school for 7 years, because it's about finishing, not finishing on time.
Since the launch of Stay on Track at the end of October, 54 students have made the Finish in 4 promise. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Eric Judson.